Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Swing and a shot hammered toward right center field. Did it stay up? Yes! Matt Olson has a two-homer game. And the Braves are back in front. A fist pump for Olson, Jeff, as he got to first base. He plays so stoically, but all of a sudden, the excitement's starting to brew for Matt.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Coming up 11 a.m. Eastern, Pam Maldonado will join us to talk some Wimbledon here. The call there last night, Matt Olson, two home runs for the Braves to help beat the Phillies. So Matt Olson is, you know, concentrating on playing baseball, hitting home runs, helping his team win. The guy he replaced, Freddie Freeman, continues. Has he stopped crying yet, Freddie Freeman? Or is that still happening? Hired his agent yesterday. It's remarkable. Do you see the quote from Clayton Kershaw this weekend about that whole thing?
What was it? I saw the headline.
It sounds like Kershaw and the Dodgers are a little bit frustrated that Freddie Freeman, and I'm being facetious, but that he's still crying. Like, dude, like, you're on this team now, and you're bawling your eyes out playing the Atlanta Braves. It feels like the Dodgers are kind of frustrated that he doesn't have closure yet, that it doesn't feel like he wants to be there. It's the whole thing is bizarre. Then he fired his agent yesterday, Freddie Freeman.
But why? Right after, because everything came rushing back?
Went to Atlanta this weekend?
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Boy, this guy's really in his feelings.
No.
Jeez. This is, you're on the Dodgers. I'd be mad too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he said he hopes that the Dodgers aren't second fiddle to Freddie Freeman.
Well, it's kind of like you get annoyed if you go on a date with someone, all they do is talk about their ex. Imagine being in a relationship with someone and all they do is talk about their ex a year later.
Oh, so he signed the contract. He wasn't traded. Like, he left voluntarily. This was his decision.
Yes, but also they weren't going to re-sign him. They went out and made the move.
Yeah, and I'm not saying he should have, but I'm sure he could have taken less to go back to Atlanta. Like, at some point, he signed a contract to go somewhere else.
Ego, yeah.
Yeah.
To go to a great place, to live in L.A., to play for the most talented team in Major League Baseball. It is. I wonder if there's any feeling of rejection there because they did it. He wins the World Series. He was supposed to be the forever guy on the Braves. And it became pretty clear the second half of the season that he wasn't, no matter what they were going to accomplish.
Right. Yeah, they were going to move on. So Freddie might be crying somewhere. Olson hitting home runs. We got more baseball games to hit on here. Joe, you wanted to hit on what, Orioles and the Mariners?
Well, just the price. And we've talked about how the Orioles have been impressive. They didn't do anything last night. Yeah, how about that? Jay Kassan always throwing Robbie Ray shade out there. One hit last night.
I didn't throw Robbie shade Ray out there. I asked a reasonable question if Robbie Ray was still considered an auto bet top tier pitcher. I feel like that was auto reasonable.
Not auto bet. You said, is he still that good? You said he's a bum.
I did not say he was a bum. I did not say he was a bum. Easy.
I was going to say, where was I? I don't remember this.
He's just saying we're still staring at 100-1 for Cy Young. He's picked it up last four starts. I keep saying it.
Hey, not if Dylan Cease keeps doing this.
I know.
We talked about that on Monday, 20-1 for Cease. It's 14 now. He hasn't pitched since then. It's just people reacting to what we've seen and listening to the show. Flexen. Should Flexen be a minus 150 favorite against a sneaky, sneaky, dangerous Baltimore team?
No. And that Baltimore team has hit the last month. They called up Rushman. He's hit the last 3 weeks. They've got bats. I mean, your guy Austin Hayes, Mancini, Santander, they can hit a little bit. No, we should not have Chris Flexen with this number.
I think you have to look at Baltimore, right?
How about the run total over 3.5 for the O's today? Kind of like
that. Let's see. Yeah, Baltimore plus 1.5. It's not high enough for that. But you think they're going to score some runs after putting up absolutely nothing last night?
Yeah.
Baltimore plus 1.5 is minus 176.
Yeah, it's crazy high.
Wow. That's wild.
But if we want to go with the plus 120, doesn't seem awful.
Mm-mm.
Don't mind that.
For a night game tonight, the Braves have been really good against left-handed pitchers. Ranger Suarez not been very good for the Phillies so far this year. He's put a ton of base runners, and he was pretty good his last start against San Diego. But for the most part, he's allowed a ton. Like, every inning with Suarez, there's traffic on the bases, and he gets out of it a decent amount of times, which is why his ERA is not 5. But feels like a Braves offensive night. Wright on the mound, your guy Kyle Wright.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, you know how we were talking last week about some books are posting series now, you could bet on the series. I wish I took it yesterday. Jake made the case for the Braves last night. The Braves were plus money to win this series before last night. And they already got one, and now they get to go up against Ranger Suarez today.
Yep, I was thinking the same thing, Joe. Not only pretty good against lefties, Atlanta's number one in isolated power, number two in weighted runs created plus, number three in OPS. They murdered lefties. They're among the best. And then you've got one of their best arms going, minus 145. I thought it would be a little bit higher.
Braves run total today's 4.5. Feels pretty low too.
Ooh, I like the run total. Minus 145 in the game. What's the run line pay? I'd imagine it's pretty strong.
Plus 116.
Thought it'd be a little bit better. But, yeah, I would look to the Atlanta side, no matter what bet you're thinking.
Pivetta tonight, who's been good for the Red Sox against Manoah. Do we back Manoah? Do we back the Jays at home? Manoah is unbelievable in Toronto. He just doesn't lose.
You got the Red Sox losing 3 in a row now after their nice win streak they put together?
I know. And I don't know if this is like our Rich Hill play when we're kind of tugging at the emotions here. Pivetta is a Canadian. I don't know if that factors
in tonight. That's an all-timer, the Rich Hill play.
Pivetta is Canadian. He's back in his home country tonight.
Oh, I love it. Well, also, Red Sox plus 1.5 is minus 150.
You're talking out of both sides, Joe G.
What do you mean? I like Manoah. He's been great at home, but Pivetta is Canadian. How do we handicap this?
There's a lot of people that
Where in Canada is he from? Because that might factor in.
Okay.
Is he from Toronto? All people in Canada, we're not all one, like different provinces, like, you know, it's like the U.S. Like Boston and New York don't like each other, you know.
It's all the same. What?
Yeah, just a lump of all.
We have a pro Canadian show at all.
Joe doesn't have time to hear about your provinces and your Canadian rivalries. All right, keep
all right, Aaron. Pivetta was born in Victoria, British Columbia.
Okay,
so
he's from my part of the country.
Right.
Yeah. So therefore, the emotional thing may not be that big of a deal. He might have been
like
a Mariners fan growing up.
Don't you like the Blue Jays?
I did live in Toronto, but
okay. All right.
A lot of people who are from Vancouver, which is Victoria is an island right off of Vancouver, are Mariners fans. They drive to Seattle. Mm-hmm. And so I'm fading your emotional Pavetta take.
Manoah's been
text me later today. Let me know. I'll be on the airplane how this works out.
Manoah's been great everywhere. At home, it's a 2.15 ERA. On the road, it's 1.94. But, yeah, they're hitting only 185 against him. I'm staying away from this one because Pivetta with the Canadian dead dad probably or something. No, it's going back to the, who was it, Tim Wakefield? Who was it?
Rich Hill.
Is Tim Wakefield's dad alive?
You laugh, but you guys were all into it when I brought it up. So you can laugh.
We were laughing because we all tailed it and it did not work out well. So that's why it's an all-timer now.
I can't believe I'm searching Tim Wakefield now.
Can we talk about the fact it's Dylan Bundy Day? How do we feel about that?
Let's talk about it.
Well, while Joe G Googles Wakefield, we'll move on to Dylan Bundy Day.
And it's minus 115 on the other side. Is Dylan Bundy Day a thing still? I've been asking this all year. There are people that just do it every day, no matter what, because they've been doing it for years. But this year, is it a thing? I mean, part of the Bundy thing was always because he was on really bad teams as well.
Right.
But now he's not. Now he's on the AL Central leader.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Would you guys look at more at Miami and this price? For Sandy? That's a number you don't get a whole lot with him.
He destroys the Cardinals, too. He has like a sub-2 ERA against them.
Is it revenge for trading him back in the day?
He kills them.
So it's minus 130? Oh, my, jeez. I'm seeing minus 120.
Yeah, that's what I saw too.
Yeah, I think that's mispriced. What do we know about this pitcher, Jake? Pallante?
Yeah. I mean, he started in the bullpen. He actually has been pretty good, but he's not going to go 6 or 7. Like, maybe he'll go 6, but the Cardinals bullpen is so up and down. Like, the way I'm looking at this, you get Sandy Alcantara at minus 120 auto. Like, you just got to do it. Like, you can't overthink that.
That was my first thought. What's wrong here? What's the angle?
Cardinals devil magic.
The Marlins find ways to lose, and the Cardinals find ways to win, typically.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cardinals won the other day on 2 home runs in the game from Juan Yepes. Like, they just figure it out. But Alcantara might go 9 innings.
I was just going to say, would you go first 5 or full game?
I think the first 5 actually has pretty heavy juice. But, I mean, go full game. Alcantara goes 7, 8, 9 consistently. You might as well go the full game. Although he did go this year. He's gone a complete game, and then they lost in extras. Like, that happened this year to him already. But
what do we think about his strikeout prop today? It's 5.5. And he's not a big strikeout guy, but he pitches 7 or 8 innings. So, like, you know, he could
gonna pitch. Outs recorded,
Yeah. 7 innings, 6 strikeouts. That feels like a Sandy game.
Right. You'd rather bet Sandy props than have to rely on the Marlins offense, is what you're saying?
And their bullpen. They're annoying. They find ways to lose.
I think, like, the outs recorded is probably the way to, like, even if it's at 20.5, I think you go over that. You can get 7 easy.
I like that. Betting Miami side in some way. And over at Wrigley, got Pat Steele on the bump against Hunter Green. Is there a better matchup in the world?
I'm back in Steele.
You are as a favorite?
No, I'm not. But the Reds, I haven't looked the numbers up. Since that whole losing streak happened, they haven't been bad. In fact, I would guess They've been close to 500 for the better part of a month and a half now. They keep winning. They beat the Giants 2 out of 3. They won last week. They won last night. I haven't done the math, but they have to be close to 500 over a month and a half now, ever since we were fading them every day.
I'll check on that. You're right, though. I was looking at the standings today. I said, wait, are the Reds now better than the Cubs? They're pretty close.
They're 25 and 26 and 47? Yeah.
So they were, they had the 3-22 start. And now you said what? 26?
26 and 47. So they've lost 25 games since then and won 23 and 25.
Wow. They are almost 500.
Yeah.
Since early May. They could be 500 at the end of this series.
Do we take plus money then on Hunter Green and the resurgent Reds?
Let's see, Hunter. He's had an up and down season. ERA is still at 5.66. Of last time out, he gave up 3 bombs, but that was the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be too concerned about it. He's been pretty good overall last couple of months. Not great, but pretty good. He had a scoreless 7 against Arizona. Gave up 1 against St. Louis over 5. And that's about how DP's usually going, 5-6 innings. I would not bet on the Cubs. And not as a favorite. Not interested.
You got a good one tonight. Kopech and Ohtani?
That's a great one. It's a great matchup. The White Sox has not faced Ohtani since the first week of last season. So you're not going to find much history there. But this is worth staying up on a Wednesday night. I think the strikeout props... probably the best thing to take a look at. So Ohtani had 13 Ks against the Royals and 1 walk his last time out. We know Kansas City, they're not a team that strikes out a ton. That's just how that lineup is built. So I wonder if Ohtani's going to back it up. We haven't seen him do that a bunch.
6.5.
The numbers, 6.5 for Kopech.
Feel low. Ooh. Feel low, these numbers.
Very low. Well, the White Sox don't strike out a ton. But I'd consider the over on both.
I would too. Yeah. Angels minus 198.
Woo!
Angels? No. No.
2-1 favorites? What world are we living in?
Wait, are we getting the White Sox?
Is this an overreaction from Ohtani's last outing? I don't know.
Thanks. Could be. Just the name Ohtani.
Yeah.
Okay, White Sox plus 1.5. You still have a decent amount of juice. I look at those pitcher props.
Yeah, I kind of like the Sox plus the 1.5. Or maybe plus 166 on the money line. That could be a way to go. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, the NBA 2K cover debate. That's next right here on the BetQL Network.